Now, this strange choice has happened before. God's strange choosing of people. 1 Samuel chapter 22, verse number 1. David, therefore, departed. Beautiful. And before we go into David, therefore, departed, verse 12 of 1 Samuel 21, David laid up these words in his heart and was so afraid of the king Achish. And he changed his behavior and pretended that he was mad in their hands. 1 Samuel 21, verse 13. And scrabbled on the doors of the gate and let his spittle fall down his beard. Then Achish said to his servant, "Lo, this man is mad. Wherefore then have you brought him to me? Have I need of madmen that you have brought this fellow to play the madman in my presence? Shall this fellow come into my house?" Now, chapter 22. David therefore departed thence and escaped into the cave Adullam. Everybody say Adullam. Very important venue. And when his brethren and all his father's house heard it, they went down thither to him. And everyone that was in distress, verse 2. Not good people. People that were in distress. And everyone that was in debt. People with problems. And everyone that was discontented. This is a serious collection of fallouts and dropouts. Outcasts gathered themselves unto him, and he became a captain over them. And there were with him about 400 men. 400 of this in divided into three groups. People that are in distress. That is trouble. Everyone that was in debt. And everyone that was discontented. I mean, these are very dangerous people. Amazing. And gathered themselves unto him. And he became a captain over them. And there were with him about 400 men. Now change the version, please. Change the version. Put on another version, please. No. Change it. Who that? Yeah. Then others began coming. Men who were in trouble. How many have gotten yourself into sexual trouble before? Just wave two hands. Everybody wave two hands so that nobody is allowed to lie. Or in debt. Or who was just discontented until David was the captain of about 400 men in the cave of Adullam. So these are the Adullamites. The cave of Adullam. Put on another version, please. Try the Message Bible. Let's see what it says. Message Bible. Now, all who were down on their luck came around. Losers and vagrants and misfits of all sorts. And David became their leader. And there are about 400 in all. 400 misfits. They don't fit in. How many have ever not felt that you are fitting in somewhere? Wow. And what else? Losers. Not winners, oh. Losers. Vagrant. What is the meaning of vagrant? Check it in your dictionary quickly. It's a person without a settled home. Any other meaning? Aimless. How many have ever not felt that you are fitting in somewhere? Wow. And what else? Losers. Not winners, who? Losers. Vagrant. What is the meaning of vagrant? Check it in your dictionary quickly. It's a person without a settled home. Any other meaning? Aimless, vagabond, drifting, floating, wanderer. Moving without certain direction. Wandering. Erratic, unsettled. Wandering from place to place without any settled habitation. As a vagrant beggar. Idle wanderer. A steady. Aimless. Vagabond. Drifting. Floating. Wanderer. Moving without certain direction. Wandering, erratic, unsettled, wandering from place to place without any settled habitation, as a vagrant beggar, idle wanderer, a steady beggar, an incorrigible rogue, a vagabond. Huh? These were the people who gathered themselves to David. 400 of them. That's a powerful church. What's going to happen next? Verse 3. And David went there, went thence to Mizpah of Moab, and he said to the king of Moab, what's going to happen next? Verse 3. And David went there, went thence to Mizpah of Moab, and he said to the king of Moab, let my father and my mother come. All right? And he went on. And the prophet God said unto David, abide not in the hole, depart. So David departed. And Saul heard that David was discovered. All right? Then Saul said to his servants in verse 7 that stood, here, will the son of Jesse give every one of you vineyards, make you all captains of thousands, that all of you have conspired against me? And there is none that showeth me that my son has made a league with the son of Jesse. And there is none of you that is sorry for me or showeth unto me that my son has stirred up my servant against me to lie in wait. Has made a league with the son of Jesse. And there is none of you that is sorry for me or showeth unto me that my son has stirred up my servant against me to lie in wait. Then answered Doeg the Edomite, which was set over the servants of Saul, and said, I saw the son of Jesse coming to Nob. All right? And then he went to Nob. And verse 13, and Saul said to him, why have you conspired, thou and the son of Jesse, to rise up? Then Ahimelech answered the king, who is so faithful as David? All right? And the king said, Ahimelech, thou shalt die in thy father's house. All right? And the king said to the footmen that stood, turn and slay the priests, because their hand is with David. But the servants of the king would not. So the king said to Doeg, that's not my name. Turn thou and fall on the priest. And Doeg the Edomite turned and he fell upon the priest and slew on that day 85 by the edge of the sword. And one of the sons of Ahimelech escaped and fled after David. Alright? Now, 1 Chronicles chapter 11. First Chronicles chapter 11. Let's read from verse 1 so as we can get the context. Then all Israel gathered themselves to David and to Hebron, saying, "We are thy bone and thy flesh. Moreover, in time past, when Saul was king, that was he that led us and brought us up. Therefore came all the elders to the king and made a covenant with him." Verse 4, "And David and all Israel went to Jerusalem." All right. "And the inhabitants of Jebus said to David, 'You will not come here.' Nevertheless, David took the castle of Zion, which is the city of David." That's how Jerusalem became. "Whoever smited the Jebusites first shall be chief and captain. So Joab, the son of Zeruiah, went up first, and he was chief. And David dwelt in the castle, and they called it the city of David. And he built the city round about from Milo, and Joab repaired the rest of the city. So David waxed greater and greater, for the Lord was with him." Verse 10. "Now these also are the chief of the mighty men whom David had, who strengthened themselves with him in his kingdom, with all Israel, to make him king, according to the word of the Lord concerning Israel. And this is the number of the mighty men whom David had: Jashobim, a Hakmonite, the chief of the captains. He lifted up his spear against 300 slain by him at one time." That's, yeah. There's a serious guy, eh? Jashobim. "And after him was Eliezer the son." And there the Philistines were gathered together to battle, and there was a parcel of ground full of barley, and the people fled before the Philistines. And they set themselves in the midst of that parcel and delivered it and slew the Philistines. All right? And there was a great deliverance. Verse 5. Now I want you to notice verse 15. "Now three of the 30 captains went down to the rock to David into the cave of Adullam." I want you to see the cave of Adullam because I need you to see that address. The very important spiritual address, the cave of Adullam. "And the host of the Philistines encamped in the valley of Rephaim. And David was then in the hold." Okay? "And the Philistines' garrison was at Bethlehem. David longed and said, 'Oh, I would have liked to drink water from the well of Bethlehem.' And the three break through the host of the Philistines and drew water out of the well of Bethlehem that was by the gate and took it and brought it to David. But David would not drink of it, but poured it to the Lord." These three guys, when they heard David saying that he wishes he could have a drink, they took their swords and went to the whole army of the Philistines, killing people to fetch water. I tell you. I mean, if you want to watch a film, Rambo or something, you might as well read this passage. And these mighty guys were an Adullam. This is the Adullamites that became the mighty men. So the discontented misfits, okay, and the dropouts and the vagrants and vagabonds, the losers and the misfits are the people that turn into the mighty men. That's where we start from 1 Corinthians 11. Okay? You see, David was not the king when he was in the cave of Adullam in 1 Samuel 22. He was not the king. Where Doeg the Edomite, he passed there and to the priest of Nob. Saul chased him, killed 85 people. So he was a refugee, generally. And he ran for 40 years in the wilderness. But by the end of his reign, when he became the king, he reigned for 40 years again. By the end of running away and becoming a king, the people who were the misfits and the discontented troublemakers and who were in trouble, who joined him, had become mighty men. They're so mighty that the Bible gives a list of the mighty men and what they did. Yes. So that's what we are going through now. So go back to 1 Chronicles 11:11. Let's look at it. 11:11. Yes. The number, this is the number of the mighty men. So from here is the list of the mighty men. So your name will be among the list of the mighty men that will be listed. That the next powerful mighty man was Eliezer, the son of Dodo, the Ahohite, who was one of the three mighties. And who are these three mighties? They were together in a battle, isn't it? And right there, they were surrounded, the field of barley, okay? And the people, everybody ran away, and the Philistines were gathered to battle. And verse 14, and they set themselves in the midst of the parcel of ground. So they were surrounded by the Philistines, and they slew all the Philistines. They were surrounded in that little barley field. Verse 15. Then three captains specifically mentioned that they went down to the rock into the cave of Adullam. These guys were the misfits. So there are all those mighty men were the people that have been with David. Joab was there. You see, Jerusalem was. Yes. The number, this is the number of the mighty men. So from here is the list of the mighty men. So your name will be among the list of the mighty men that will be listed that came out of this mission. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Yeah. So you have Jashobim. He took 300 by himself. So this is serious work for the Lord, isn't it? Let's carry on. Verse 12. After him, the next powerful mighty man was Eliezer, the son of Dodo, the Ahohite, who was one of the three mighties. And who are these three mighties? They were together in a battle, isn't it? And right there, they were surrounded, the field of barley. Carry on. Verse 12. After him, the next powerful mighty man was Eliezer, the son of Dodo, the Ahohite, who was one of the three mighties. And who are these three mighties? They were together in a battle, isn't it? And right there, they were surrounded, the field of barley, okay? And the people, everybody ran away. And the Philistines were gathered to battle. And verse 14. And they set themselves in the midst of the parcel of ground. So they were surrounded by the Philistines. And they slew all the Philistines. They were surrounded in that little barley field. Verse 15. Then three captains specifically mentioned that they went down to the rock into the cave of Adullam. These guys were the misfits. So there are all those mighty men were the people that have been with David. They were together in a battle, isn't it? And right there, they were surrounded, the field of barley, okay? And the people, everybody ran away, and the Philistines were gathered to battle. And verse 14. And they set themselves in the midst of the parcel of ground. So they were surrounded by the Philistines. And they slew all the Philistines. They were surrounded in that little barley field. Verse 15. Then three captains specifically mentioned that they went down to the rock into the cave of Adullam. These guys were the misfits. So there are all those mighty men were the people that have been with David. Joab was there. You see, Jerusalem was Jebus. Jebus. And it was up on a mountain. And he says, it's a beautiful for situation. You remember beautiful for situation? How does it go?
Beautiful for situation.
They were surrounded, the field of barley. Okay? And the people, everybody ran away. And the Philistines were gathered to battle. And verse 14. And they set themselves in the midst of the parcel of ground. So they were surrounded by the Philistines. And they slew all the Philistines. They were surrounded in that little barley field. Verse 15. Then three captains specifically mentioned that they went down to the rock into the cave of Adullam. These guys were the misfits. So there are all those mighty men were the people that have been with David. Joab was there. You see, Jerusalem was Jebus. Jebus. And it was up on a mountain. And he says, it's a beautiful for situation. You remember beautiful for situation? How does it go?
Beautiful for situation. The joy of the whole earth is Mount Zion, the side of the Jordan, city of the great king.
Yeah, called the place Zion, the city of David. He just called the city of David. Okay? Beautiful. Now, back. Scripture. Woohoo. Yeah. Now, three of the 30 captains went to the rock. Okay? Now, the Philistines camped around them. Now, David made a comment. Verse 16. David was in a hold. All right? Continue, please. Help me and go with me. And David longed and said, oh, that one would give me drink of the water of the well of Bethlehem. So I feel like I wish I could have a Coke from the fridge that is in Bethlehem. Oh, you want a Coke? No problem. They took out their... Now you see, and this, you fight, and if somebody takes his knife and strikes you, that's the end of you. So he went in the midst of everybody with knife fighting, and they fought three of them. We are not winning a war. We are getting a drink. No, these are, they had turned into winners. They had turned into people that were victorious in God. You can't kill them. You can't defeat them. You can't destroy them. Beautiful. If somebody would give me a drink, then the three break through the host of the Philistines. When the Bible says, our Lord is the Lord of hosts. Host is the old word for armies. Hosts. Lord of hosts means Lord of armies. It's the old English King James language. So when he says, he broke through the host of the Philistines, through the armies of the Philistines, and drew water. And they carried the water. Went back with their swords. If you are bold, come. And they came to David and said, here is water to drink. Clap for these wonderful guys. And these are people that were at Adullam of Zion. Is nice. So when we go to Jerusalem, you see that it's like a little hill like this. You see that it's just a little hill like this. When we go to the Lion Gate, there is a gate. There are 12 gates. On the Lion Gate, when you stand outside the gate, you see on the stone like this. You see they've drawn a lion in the stone. That's the Lion Gate. When you look across, you see the Mount of Olives. But it goes down into the Brook of Kidron. The Brook of Kidron is where Jesus was walked through the Kidron to go to Caiaphas' palace when he was going to be questioned. So they passed from the Gethsemane through Kidron down there. So you are up there. So it's beautiful for situation. The joy of the whole world, it's up there. And it's actually called Mount Zion. So Mount Zion is actually the old Jerusalem, is the Zion. So he called the place Zion, the city of David. He just called the city of David. It's okay, it's okay. Nobody else should go on stage. Who is counting this side? Paul is counting. Okay, keep counting. Are you going to be mighty men? Only 80 people on stage. Make gaps between the lines so that we can count easily. Gaps, step forward, one line. Yes, okay. Don't come near this pulpit. My things are here. Don't come near ever, no matter what's happening in the service. Never step here. Please, out of respect. Yeah. One thing, I need 170 people more. Abishai killed 300 people. It's okay. Did it and he became the commander of the army. Now, Joab had a brother, Abishai. He was the chief of the three. Why? Because lifting up his spear against 300, he slew them and he had a name among the three. So, 300 is a lot of people. I mean, can 300 people go behind here? 300 people, yeah. Just go behind the pulpit. Men, no girls. No girls. Don't stand behind the pulpit. Go back. Don't go near the pulpit at all. Go back. Please behave yourselves. Count 300. Go backwards, towards the back. Yes. Count 300. I want somebody who's going to count them. Who is counting? Okay. Yes, Paul, count from here when you get. Hmm. 159. 159 minus 136 is what? Take the last 23 people off the stage. 23 people should go off from the back. Yes. From the back. All right. Now, don't speak at all, please. 23 people should go off the stage. Now, there's 300 people. Okay? Now, Jeremy, come. You are Abishai. You stand here. Stand here. Yes. No, stand there. Yes. Now, 300 of you, come and surround Abishai. I want to see. Don't come near the 23 people off the stage. 23 people should go off from the back. Yes. From the back. All right. Now, don't speak at all, please. 23 people should go off the stage. Now, there's 300 people. Okay? Now, Jeremy, come. You are Abishai. You stand here. Stand here. Yes. No, stand there. Yes. Now, 300 of you, come and surround Abishai. I want to see. Don't come near the pulpit. Now, give some space around him. Give some space around him. Who is counting this side? Paul is counting. Okay, keep counting. Are you going to be mighty men? These are not normal men. 300. We are counting. We are counting. I'm waiting to hear the count. This 164. And this side is how many? 300 of you. Come and surround Abishai. I want to see. Don't come near the pulpit. Now, give some space around him. Give some space around him. Give some space. Give some space around him. He's a mighty man. Don't be near him. Don't be near him. Go back. Hey, those of you behind, go back. Yes. Now, the 300 of you, do you think you can take this one guy? Are you sure? Verse 22. The next mighty man, Benaiah. The ministry of David was to fight. So, in this ministry is to plant churches and to build churches. Yes. Now, Benaiah, the son of Jehoiada, the son of a valiant man of Kabzeel, who had done many acts, he slew two lion-like men. Lion-like men. You see, in those days, there were men were hybrids. Hybrids. Animal-human hybrids. Who had been, they had been having sex with animals. Producing hybrids. To take him alive. Don't harm him. As soon as you harm him, you take him out. If you can take him out. Oh, only four people are being able to take him out. Okay. So you see, all these people have not worked. And Abishai was able to take on 300 men with swords and spears. Clap for Abishai. Release him. Now, look at all those who attacked you so that you mark them later on. Go back to your seats. Benaiah. Benaiah is one of my favorites because he slew the lion-like men. There are some converts that are like lion-like souls, and some are lions. The next one, verse 23. And he slew an Egyptian, a man of great stature, 5 cubits high. What's that? Let's you know that. So measure how many feet is he, this man? 7.5 feet high. So I'm 6 feet, seven and a half. So the person will be like that. He slew a man 7.5 feet high. Now the Egyptian's hand was a spear like a weaver's beam. Huh? Weaver's beam. I don't know what that is. And he went down to him with a staff and plucked the spear out of the Egyptian's hand and slew him with his own spear. Benaiah, clap for Benaiah, clap for Benaiah. Abiel the Abathite, Asmapheth the Baharumite, Eliaba the Shalbonite, the sons of Hashem the Gizonite, Jonathan, the son of Sheikh the Hararite. Ahiam, the son of Sakar the Hararite. Eliphal, the son of Ul. Hefer, the Mecherathite. Ahijah, the Pelonite. Hezro, the Carmelite. Naarai, the son of Esbai. These are all names for your children. Joel, the brother of Nathan. Mibah, the son of Hagari. Zelek, the Ammonite. Naharai, the Berothite. The armor bearer of Joab, the son of Zeruiah. You see, he was an armor bearer. Ira, the Ithrite. An armor bearer is an assistant. Anyone who is an assistant, you must know. Amen. The next one. Carry on, please. These things Benaiah, the son of Jehoiada, did, and he had the name among the three mighties. Now, behold, he was honorable among the 30, but attained not to the first three, and David set him over his guard. And the valiant men of the armies were Asahel, the brother of Joab, Elhanan, the son of Dodo of Bethlehem, Shamoth the Harorite, Heles the Pelonite, Ira the son of Ikesh. You see, your name being added to the list of missionaries and valiant men, mighty men. Now your name is being added. Abiezer the Antotite. Carry on. Sibekai the Hushathite. Eli the Ahohite. Maharai the Netophathite. Hele the son of Bana the Netophathite. You can easily become who you are assisting if you don't have an evil spirit. Yes. So whenever God gives you an opportunity to assist someone, assist well, you can easily become the person you are assisting. It's like the vice president. He can easily become the president. Easily. We can wake up in the morning and he's the president. Next. Next verse. Uriah the Hittite. Yes. Uriah the Hittite. Remember Uriah the Hittite? Uriah the Hittite is the one who was the husband of Bathsheba. And David had Bathsheba and was worried that she was now pregnant. So he organized for her, for him to be killed. So he told Joab, when we are fighting next time, draw back so that Uriah will be surrounded. It was not easy to... Great stature. 5 cubits high. What's that? Let's you know that. So measure how many feet is he, this man? 7.5 feet high. So I'm 6 feet. Seven and a half. So the person will be like that. He slew a man 7.5 feet high. Now the Egyptian's hand was a spear like a weaver's beam. Huh? Weaver's beam. I don't know what that is. And he went down to him with a staff and plucked the spear out of the Egyptian's hand and slew him with his own spear. Benaiah, clap for Benaiah. Clap for Benaiah. They will clap for you in heaven when they see the great things you've done for the Lord. Amen. The next one. Carry on, please. These things Benaiah, the son of Jehoiada, did, and he had the name among the three mighties. And Jediel, the son of Shimri, and Joah, his brother, the Tizah. Now, many people, God calls them brother and sister, brother and sister, brother and brother, sister and sister. There's a lot of that. I have brothers who are bishops, sisters who work with me, and all that. So don't fail to recognize those things. There are things that God does. You know, like call people, this person and the brother, this person and the sister, this person and like family too. It's like James and John, sons of Zebedee. Yeah. So it's something. I've even seen it in a vision before. God showed me this person and this person. They are going to work for the same family. Yeah. And it happened. Exactly as I saw it. Eliel the Mahavite, and Jeribai and Joshaviah, the sons of Elnam. I don't know why you want to call yourself Tuesday or Wednesday. There are so many names here. Be surrounded. It was not easy to do what Benaiah did. Surrounded and what those guys did. Abishai. Surrounded by 300 men and survived. You see that Jeremy couldn't, it's part of his muscles, and he was lifted up. He was lifted up by just about 6 or 8 of the guys. Yes. So Uriah the Hittite is a keynote here because of various reasons. And then Zabad, the son of Ahlai. And Adina is a man's name. I don't know why some people are called Adina, they're ladies. Adina, the son of Shiza the Reubenite, a captain of the Reubenites, and 30 with him. And Hanan. You see, the Bible doesn't, your name must be there because your contribution is real. Your work is real. Your name must be there. Hanan, the son of Maka, and Joshua. This person, the sister, this person, and like family too. It's like James and John, sons of Zebedee. Yeah. So it's something. I've even seen it in a vision before. God showed me this person and this person. They are going to work for the same family. Yeah, and it happened exactly as I saw it. Eliel the Mahavite, and Jeribai and Joshaviah, the sons of Elnam. I don't know why you want to call yourself Tuesday or Wednesday. There are so many names here. There are only 7 days in a week. You can only be named after 7 days. We have so many options here. The next one. Eliel and Obed and Jasiel the Mesobites. Anyone after? That's it. Beautiful. Clap for this mighty man. So, that was in distress. Everyone that was discontented gathered themselves to him, and he became a captain over them. And there were with him about 400 men. So this Adullam cave was the birthplace of mighty men. So you have come to the cave of Adullam. When you come to the First Love Church, you have come to another prophetic Adullam, where mighty men are birthed. Fighters and builders and workers and mighty, mighty people are released to work for the Lord. Can I have an amen from somebody? Do you believe that? Yes. And the girls too. You're going to be mighty. Nice. You are going to be, some of you are going to be good wives with good attitudes. In Jesus' name. Amen. With good attitudes. Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Sit down. Now, first love marriages are nice. So, nobody should come and spoil the reputation of good first love marriages. There are so many wonderful testimonies. So, if you know that you are quarreling, you are having all these prophetic symptoms that we have been given, just break. Otherwise, you will become the first to spoil the record of happy first love marriages. And we don't want anybody to come and spoil that record here. Who is going to be the first to spoil that record? God forbid. God for really bid. Are there any mighty men that are coming out of this camp meeting? Now, 25 to 50 is the season that is missing. Then you are rather a problem that is traveling, and you'll be going to Malaysia one of these days. Look, which country are you? What are you doing here? Go back. Who has called you after South Africa? Go back. Go back. I see Switzerland there. Emmanuel, come. Have you got your phone? Which country? Cape Verde? Yeah, I think it's enough. The rest of you go back. Check age of recruitment for the army in your country. Which country? From Botswana. Check age of recruitment. Kenyan army. St. Lucia army. St. Lucia, do you have army? You don't have army. Look at somebody. Bring the water. You don't have an army and you are standing here. Bring the... Okay. Go back. Go back to your seat. Check the age of recruitment of your army, the army in your country. And let us see whether mighty men are recruited at the age of 50. Your army, who is doing Ghana army? John Dar, Ghana army, stand here. Check on it. Don't tell me, I don't need guesses. Stand there, and I'll read it. You read it. You can't say you don't have internet. It's such an international place. We have internet. What do you mean? Who is the one who said we don't have internet? You said we don't have internet. You've got Kenya. I want the age from this age to this age. Wait. Are you ready? So listen on. This is recruitment to the army. Recruitment to the army. You see, you may think that I'm just saying 25 to 50. I'm just saying something. But let's look at it. Yes, give them. Tell us the age, your country, and the recruitment age.
Hello. Yeah. For the Army Special Forces, recruits must be between the ages of 20 to 30 years old. For
what
the USA.
Country?
For the United States.
Any mighty men that are coming out of this committee. Now, 25 to 50. It's the season where you become a mighty man. Yeah. And you do mighty things. You see, to join an army, you cannot be welcomed. And I want from different countries to step forward to join an army. Which country do you represent? America? Step forward. America? Which country? Mozambique, step forward. England, UK Army, step forward. Any country, South African Army. But you need your phone with you. You need your phone. Don't leave your phone. And you see, let me tell you something. If your phone gets missing, you are not a serious Christian. Because we are planning to travel all over the world. And when you travel all over the world, you get it.
That's all.
Yes. Even if you are 40... Now, nobody wants you. Nobody wants you. So if nobody wants you when you are 40, why would God want somebody that even human beings don't want? So when you are how you are now, are you understanding why God is saying that I want such people? Yeah. South African Army.
The South African Army is from 18 to 22 if you are a matriculant. But if you are a graduate, it's up to 26.
26.
Yeah. 18 to 26.
If you are a graduate.
If you are a graduate, it's up to 26.
If you are a graduate of the university, you can join up to 26. 18 to 26. After 26, we don't... 27, cry like, no. You are an old man. You can't do this thing. Press ups. You have to do. You've got Kenya. I want the age from this age to this age. Wait. Are you ready? So listen on. This is recruitment to the army. Recruitment to the army. You see, you may think that I'm just saying 25 to 50. I'm just saying something. But let's look at it. Yes, give them. Tell us the age, your country, and the recruitment age.
Hello, yeah. For the Army Special Forces, recruits must be between the ages of 20 to 30 years old. For
what
the USA,
country?
For the United States of America.
20 to 30?
Yes, for the Special Forces.
We are not Special Forces. We are talking for... put some water on the young man. I think he's feeling thirsty. You must have bottles of water available here. Because, okay. Next country.
For the recruitment in Mozambique is 18 to 35.
Maximum 35. Yes. 18 to 35. From 35, you are old. You can't learn things. You can't fight. You can't do much. Next.
To join the British Army, you must be at least 16 years of age. And you must be in phase one training before your 33rd birthday.
16 to 33. So after 33, you can't apply. So I'm out. I can't join the army. A lot of the Greater Love Club. You see, you are out of Pastor Edmond. You see, you are out of this recruitment. You are completely out. Completely. Next, who's ready?
Okay, hi. For Nigeria, it says between the ages of 18 to 20.
It's from 18 to 22 if you are a matriculant. But if you are a graduate, it's up to 26.
26.
Yeah. 18 to 26.
If you are a graduate.
If you are a graduate, it's up to 26.
If you are a graduate of the university, you can join up to 26. 18 to 26. After 26, we don't... 27, cry like, no. You are an old man. You can't do this thing. Press ups. You have to do 50 press ups in 1 minute. You can't do witnessing. You see, that's why when you wait a bit, you can't do witnessing, soul winning, prayer, stand on your... Some people were looking at us when we were doing the porch and the altar. They were saying that Pastor Frank and the others standing on the stage from morning to evening praying. They look at it and they feel tired. They say, hey, that guy, Charlie. It's because the guy is, Frank, how old are you? What do you mean by jibbly, 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 jibbly?
Daddy, the age is from 18 to 25.
18 to 25.
Yes, for Botswana is...
Botswana Army.
Yes, for Botswana Army is from 18 years to 26.
And Botswana Army, they mainly hunt poachers of wildlife. Isn't it true?
It's very true.
You don't have anybody to fight. Only people who are coming to take your cows and your elephants, isn't it?
It's true, Bishop.
So even that one, they don't take old people.
Yeah, at all.
Yes, even if you're 40, then nobody wants you. Nobody wants you. So if nobody wants you, when you are 40, why would God want somebody that even human beings don't want? So when you are how you are now, are you understanding why God is saying that I want such people? Yeah. South African Army.
For Uganda, it is 18 to 26 years of age for voluntary military duty. Then 18 to 30 years of age for professionals.
Professionals.
Yeah.
18 to 30. Yeah. So, one more?
Yes, Zambia.
Zambian Army?
Yes, please.
What do you fight in Zambia? Okay, what do you have to be? Yeah.
It's 18 to 25.
18 to 25.
Yes.
That's it. Clap for them. You may be seated. Wonderful. So, yes, help me with my volume up here, please. What I want you to see is that to become a mighty man, there's an age season. Yes, mighty man, there's an age season. Yes. You know, the Christianity, it starts from when you are very young. If you don't do it now, it's difficult. Yeah. So if you can't stop certain things and train yourself in certain things, you see that you carry on through your life. Yeah. So this is the time. 25 to 50. It's in the Bible. This is the rule. It's a rule. The Levites must follow it. So God is enlisting you in his work. And he is saying, you must begin at 25. And you must retire by 50. Yeah. During the porch and the altar, they were saying that Pastor Frank and the others standing on the stage from morning to evening praying, they look at it and they feel tired. They say, hey, that guy, it's because the guy is, Frank, how old are you? Where is he? 29. Yeah, you see, he's even past recruitment age. Emmanuel, Swiss Army.
18 to 25.
18 to 25. After 25, you can't join. Switzerland.
In Cabo Verde, you must be within the ages of 18 and 35.
18 and 35. This is the oldest army. Oldest. Huh? Frank can join the Cape Verde army. Huh? He started the work 4 years ago. He was 25. He's in the service. I thought that the officiating is simple thing like weddings and so on. They are rather the assisting duties. So the camp should be you people preaching at the camp. Yes. Yes. And the Sunday services, building the mega churches, going to the islands. So, I want there to be mighty men who can stand. Now, in this ministry, I can point to people that have stood with me. If I'm to arrive in heaven today, God forbid I should go today. But if I was to arrive today and I'm asked a question, my names will not be difficult to mention. I'm mentioning names. This one, this one, this one, this one, this one. I have a long, mighty man. This one did this. This one did this. This one did this. This one did this. Will you be mentioned as one of the mighty men? Now, you become a mighty man by accomplishing something. You must accomplish something for God. You must become a mighty warrior of God. You must become a mighty preacher. You must become a mighty teacher. I don't know why you came to this camp if you don't want to be a mighty preacher. There are nations, islands, countries, towns. You know, at first I used to think maybe our church is not very big. You know, but later, as time has gone by, I've realized that it's not only that our church is not big, but it's that it's the only church in many places. Yes. Not that it's not big. That it's the only church in many places. No one has thought of any missionary, no NATO, of no going to no island or no town or to go to do no NATO. So, why do some people not become mighty men? You get what I'm saying? Why is it that some are listening to the preaching and do not become mighty men? Why do some attend camp meetings, listen to the preaching, hear the messages, and do not become the mighty men? Lulu? Tell your neighbor, I am here to find out why some of the misfits did not become giants. And I'm here to find out how to become a giant. Amen. So that's a question that we want to ask ourselves in this camp meeting. Why do some people not turn into mighty men after being in the cave of Adullam? Because the names we mentioned were not 400 names. It means not all of them became mighty men. And you can see that even those whom they didn't write anything specific about, they wrote their names. You are declared and decreed to be one of the mighty men of this mission. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Are you excited about that? Are you going to become one of the mighty men? Are you sure you're going to become one of the mighty men? Do you want us to start answering this question now? Or we should answer it later? Should we do this now? A pound or to go to do no NATO. So, why do some people not become mighty men? You get what I'm saying? Why is it that some are listening to the preaching and do not become mighty men? Why do some attend camp meetings, listen to the preaching, hear the messages, and do not become the mighty men of valor that they should become? Why? Is it not a good question to ask? Yes. And that is a question, because if your 25 to 50 season passes and you've not become one of the mighty men, then you've missed your opportunity. Because army doesn't want you, government doesn't want you. Exactly. By the age of 30, I entered into the Collegono Cathedral. Yeah. And most of the fruits that are born are between that period. Of course, there's not much after the 25 to 50 yet. I'm crossing 70 with ease. Those of you who think you'll be at my funeral, be careful, because I may rather be at your funeral. Kabatalashoba. Ask your neighbor. Neighbor, today you are a troublemaker and a problem person, but how are you going to become a giant? A mighty man. Wow. And how many are more than 50? Wow. It's an amazing season. Football age. Don't say that. It means a lying liar's age. Amen. Take out your offering. Take out your offering. I've been told that it's lunchtime, so I have to stop preaching. So I've been stopped in my tracks. I was just about to tell you why some become giants. So pray that I tell you before we close. to preaching that I give to people. I say, have this. But people don't become what they could become. I can see. God is going to make you become something mighty.